presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources.
Washington Post World, January 12, 1221, America, New York. Twin panda cubs debut at Tokyo Zoo, woo devoted fans. Twin panda cubs have made their first public appearance before devoted fans in Tokyo, but only briefly for now, just for 3 days, due to a spike in COVID-19 cases driven by the highly transmissible Omicron variant. Washington Post World, January 12, 1201, America, New York. As pandemic rages on, the global economy is its latest victim. Where revisions are being made to global economic prospects, they're tending to be more pessimistic, dampening the broad economic optimism witnessed a few months ago.
World CBS News, com. January 12, 520 America, New York. Still in limbo in Australia, Djokovic addresses misinformation. His COVID status and related activities before he arrived are at the heart of a pending decision about whether to lift his visa, which would mean he couldn't take part in the Australian Open.
New York Times World News, January 12, 515 America, New York. Racing to stop Omicron, countries rely on at-home antigen tests. Countries aim to keep up with the variant's rapid pace of transmission, marking a shift from viewing PCR testing as the primary method of diagnosis. Australian officials have asked people to seek a PCR. RT World News, January 12, 510 America, New York. France to prohibit incest. The Secretary of State for Child Protection has vowed to criminalize incestuous relationships. The French government has said it will move to ban incest for the first time since 1791, bringing it in line with most European nations which prohibit sexual relationships with blood relatives.
CNN.com World, January 12, 510 America, New York. Russia and NATO meet for make or break talks on Ukraine crisis. Representatives from Russia and NATO are meeting in Brussels on Wednesday for high-stakes talks aimed at diffusing growing tensions over Russia's military buildup near the Ukraine border.
Time, January 12, 508 America, New York. China is finding fewer reliable sources of coal. That could be bad news for the climate. Until this month, much of the coal China imports to power its massive economy sailed into Chinese ports from Indonesia. But on January 1, the Southeast Asian nation announced a ban on coal exports amid concerns over local shortages, leaving the world's second-largest economy in a lurch.
Washington Post World, January 12, 5 o'clock America, New York. Senate Democrats, with White House backing, unveil Russia sanctions bill. The measure will be offered as an alternative to a bill from Senator Ted Cruz that will get a vote this week. New York Times World News, January 12, 458 America, New York. Omicron deepens uncertainty surrounding Beijing Olympics. With the opening of the Winter Games 3 weeks away, officials in China are on high alert amid coronavirus outbreaks around the country. Winter Olympics participants will be kept inside a closed-loop bubble. Washington Post World, January 12, 413 America, New York. Australian TV anchors on hot mic curse Djokovic, who appears to admit breaking coronavirus isolation rules. If Novak Djokovic went out knowing he had tested positive for the coronavirus, it would be a clear breach of Serbia's 14-day isolation rule, the country's prime minister said. Washington Post World, January 12, 403 America, New York. Little optimism as Russia and NATO meet over rising tensions in Europe. NATO is unlikely to accede to Russian demands for a say-so on who joins the military alliance, so the best-case scenario, say experts, is that everyone just keep talking. Washington Post World, January 12, 401 America, New York. Magawa, hero rat, who sniffed out 71 landmines with his tiny nose, dies in retirement. Magawa had also detected 38 items of unexploded ordnance as of his retirement in June, according to the nonprofit that trained the rat. Washington Post World, January 12, 348 America, New York. Passenger causes ruckus in cockpit on American Airlines plane, delaying takeoff from Honduras to Miami. The man was seen leaning out of an open cockpit window at the international airport in San Pedro Sula, Honduras. RT World News, January 12, 335 America, New York. BBC prioritizes diversity over merit. Nigel Rees to RT. The veteran presenter says he was compelled to adhere to a woke agenda. Former BBC radio presenter Nigel Rees has revealed to RT the reasons why he stopped working for the British broadcaster, citing COVID-19, the lack of a live audience and woke prescriptions from above. Washington Post World. January 12, 307 America, New York. Israel faces crisis over tree planting, protests in Negev. Israel's fragile governing coalition is facing a crisis over tree planting on disputed land in the Negev desert. Washington Post World. January 12, 304 America, New York. Top Indian court intervenes in hate speeches against Muslims. India's top court says it will take up a petition seeking prosecution of several saffron-robed Hindu religious leaders for allegedly making highly provocative speeches against Muslims at a closed-door meeting last month.
Time, January 12, 302 America, New York. Novak Djokovic admits he attended interview while COVID-19 positive amid Australian Open scandal. Novak Djokovic on Wednesday admitted that he attended a newspaper interview and photoshoot when he knew he was infectious with COVID-19 and blamed human error for an incorrect travel declaration.
RT World News. January 12, 244 America, New York. Passenger breaks into cockpit, tries to jump out of plane, video. Florida-bound flight delayed after passenger storms cockpit. Damages aircraft. An American Airlines crew has helped to subdue an unruly passenger who broke into a cockpit before takeoff and tried to climb out through the plane's window. Washington Post World. January 12, 242 America, New York. Once a near COVID-free utopia, Australia sees Omicron surge. The Omicron variant of the coronavirus has swept across Australia despite its high vaccination rate and strict border policies that kept the country largely sealed off from the world for almost 2 years.
Time, January 12, 107 America, New York. North Korean missile test prompts FAA to briefly ground some U.S. flights. Flights out of some airports on the U.S. West Coast were briefly halted by aviation regulators as a precaution on Monday after North Korea launched a high-speed missile in a test.